And here we are back again on the air to tell you that what we have been talking about, yes, having an interview today, well, the facts are reality. And we will be talking to Mr. Esteban Mazzoncini. Yes, he's a traveler, yes, a curious traveler to say something, and he's been traveling all around the world. I don't know how many countries he has visited already. But anyway, he'll tell us about it. Good morning, Mrs. Mazzoncini.
Mr. It's a male.
Because I was talking another language, so I stopped. Yes. Good morning, Esteban. How are you?
Yeah, hi. How are you doing? For me, it's a pleasure to share with you and with the audience the experience traveling around the world from the last 26 years.
How many years?
Well, I started traveling when I was 20. Actually, I'm 46, so I've been traveling around the world from the last 26 years. Not all continuous, but stopping sometimes and coming back to Buenos Aires.
So if you are asked, what's your occupation, you directly say, I'm a traveler.
Traveler.
Yeah. I'm a traveler, I'm a writer, also a photographer for the journalist that... My passion is traveling to take pictures and there to share the experience.
Now, your writings are based on the pictures you take or the other way about?
Well, I write about everything, about my pictures, of course, but also what I felt when I've been in places like Afghanistan, Uganda, Haiti. So when I'm back to Argentina, I write the experience and then I publish. I have three books where I share all these travels.
Now, Esteban, you've traveled to over 100 countries. Rather than ask you which countries you've been to, tell me what are the main countries you haven't visited yet.
Well, I've been in 87 countries, and I wish to travel for. New one, like in Africa, I never been in Cameroon, for example, or like Ghana or Islandia. So actually, I'm thinking about to travel with a motorbike from the north of Africa in the desert of Mali. I'm traveling by myself up to the Kalahari Desert in Namibia, maybe the next year.
Yeah, that's great. Go to the Kalahari.
You've been there, Miriam?
Yeah, it's extraordinary. That's something out of this world.
And what about Latin America? I suppose, Esteban, you know it like the palm of your hand, being from this continent.
Well, Latin America for me is the perfect place when you are a new traveler and you decide to discover the world and you have the good food, good people. You can talk in your Spanish, in your language, so this is very comfortable. I love a lot of places like the desert in Chachacoa in Colombia, the beach in Panama, places like El Salvador, the hospitality of that people. So Latin America is a great place to explore for a new or old travelers.
Mm-hmm. Esteban, tell us, what is it that attracts you from those places? What kind of situation do you go and take photographs of?
Well, different. Sometimes I wish to go to some place because I discover a great landscape, or maybe about the political or social situation. For example, when I've been in Iran, I decided to go there because I would like to discover by myself what's going on, to take pictures, to understand what's happening in Middle East. So sometimes I select one country to go about the situation, or maybe because I discovered to take portraits or landscapes.
And how do you, do you have any sponsor, rather?
Well, when before to travel, I tried to get a sponsor, like the security assistance. Or when I'm traveling on the way, I contact some hotels or just to change with the publishing, the with my experience. I want this is the way that I was struggling with some sponsor on the way.
Your average trip, I mean, because you say that for the past quarter century, let me put it that way, a quarter of a century, you've been traveling the world on and off. Your average trip to some destination, to some region, to some continent, how long does it go for?
Well, you know, depends. Many times it's different. When I organize a traveler, I used to travel for 1 year, 1 year and a half. I would like to go to travel in a very slow way. I'm not hurried to discover the place, or I prefer to stay for a few weeks in each country, sometimes 2 or 3 months or maybe more. So organize for 1 year is, I think, a good time, and then to come back to share the experience in Argentina.
Esteban, having traveled so much, I guess that you have lots of experiences collected from everywhere. Do you have any experience that you want to share with us that is any striking one?
Well, I have a lot of tips when you want to travel, because for all these years, I realized that the first point is just to make some challenge to yourself and not be afraid that outside the world is much better than you can see by TV or newspaper. So the experience traveling around the world is just go ahead, don't be afraid. That's the more important.
But any particular anecdote, like a place or a story, a striking anecdote. I mean, what's the top five of amazing things or striking things or unbelievable things or shocking things that you came across during your trips? Top five.
Yeah, I have a lot of stories, of course, in many years. I remember a special one, like 2 years ago. I decided to travel from Singapore hitchhiking autostop to Samarkand in the heart of the Silk Road in Uzbekistan. So I decided to travel hitchhiking 25,000 kilometers, and in this trip I had a great experience. It was a little bit funny. I was in the desert traveling across the Gobi Desert in Mongolia, and I was completely alone. I'd been 26, 27 hours waiting for a truck, for a vehicle to hitchhiking. And in this moment, a big dog, you know, the dogs in Central Asia are very aggressive. And many weeks before, I had a bad experience with a dog in the Tibet. So I was a little bit afraid, waiting in the desert alone by myself. I saw two big dogs running to me in a very aggressive manner. So I started to cry and I started to be very nervous. But then the dogs approached to me. They were very, very angry, very aggressive. And I was like in a shock, you know. But finally, they stopped to be aggressive with me, and we start walking in the desert together. So this is like a guardian, no?
So this
was a very special moment.
Wow! Yeah, you really connected with them. That's a good story. Now, this is a moment in which were the moments during your trips in which you wonder, what am I doing here, and why I'm not, I don't know, doing a 9-to-5 job and taking the subway? Did you ever have that doubt in one of your trips, in the harsh moments of a trip?
I'm sorry, I can listen very well your voice. There is some small interruption.
Okay.
So I didn't understand all the question.
I'll repeat it. What I'm saying is that when you are facing a situation like the one you just told us about the dogs in Mongolia, or other hard situations in which when you travel without a net, and when you travel without a return ticket, so to speak, were the moments in which your traveling faith was shaken, and you thought, "Wow, what am I doing here? Why am I not at home in Argentina? Having a regular routine like everybody else."
In that moment, you make the question of your life: what I'm doing here? Why I decide to cross one continent? So you see what I'm doing here. But I think always there is a big reason, and that moment it's just to know it. What do you must to decide in this special situation? In another year, I've been in Afghanistan, for example, was in a winter with 35 degrees below zero, and I was walking outside Kabul just to discover the places. In one moment, the people start to fight in a family and shooting with the guns, and I was there taking pictures, and I was a little bit confused. And this is the special situation when you're saying, I am here because I decided to go there, so this is the moment. I cannot come back to my country right now. So this is very interesting.
Esteban, tell us, do you have any, or are you focused on any project, any new project now?
Yes, I have a new project. Is to, after traveling for many years outside Argentina, I think it's a moment to travel to my country. So I would like to travel. My project is Argentina with a child eyes. The project is to travel around Patagonia and then to the north of the country with some digital cameras, and to give the cameras to the child, to the little boys, and they will be the artists, the photographers, small photographers. And the idea is to publish a book with that pictures. Not my pictures, the picture of the children.
Children, how old?
The first trip will be a smaller one. It will be a 3 months, no more than that.
No.
I will continue.
I'm asking you how old the children that are going to be making the photographs you plan.
Approximately from 8 to 10.
Cool.
10 years will be the average.
Yeah. It's perfect.
They have the innocence. They can express the place in another way.
Absolutely, it's a wonderful
idea.
When
a teenager change the way to look through the camera.
That's a great idea.
This will be the next project.
Esteban, will this be a project of your own, or you will have an assistant with you?
Well, I'm trying to looking for will be by myself. I will travel alone, but I'm trying to find some sponsor, because I will travel with a motorbike. I don't have the camera, so I am making a crowdfunding in a website just to cover this money. Mm-hmm. With some donation from people.
And do you think the children will be happy to participate in the project?
Yeah, because I made some project with balloons when I've been in Africa, in Morocco and in Ecuador. And I have a good connection with people, because when I was younger, I've been working like a teacher in a primary school. So I have the feeling with the boys to make an approach. I think we'll be right.
Yeah, I think so. Yes, they will be very happy.
Esteban, let's move to kind of a more philosophical territory. Over recent years, there's been a lot of literature about traveling, about the benefits of traveling, about travelers that encourage other people to quit their lives and to embrace this creed of moving around the world. What do you have to say about it? Is that easy? Does it only take a push, or is it a hard path to choose?
Well, to be a traveler in our day, I think is easier than 10, 15 years ago. I think that the first point is to avoid what are you about afraid to travel alone or for a long time. So always when I share the experience, is I give the same point, is go ahead, don't be afraid. To travel around the world is not difficult. Just mm-hmm. you need to go and to take by yourself what's going on.
Yeah, but obviously somebody who does this can have a permanent relationship back home, or is it possible? I mean, somebody married with children, that is not an option unless you travel with them.
It's the same. You need to go ahead. Always we are going to try to find some excuse, children, money, mm-hmm. Long distance, an expensive country, but this is not true. You need to go ahead, and there is not any problem that to mm-hmm. stop traveling.
But isn't that the trend of the millennials, that they decided to be citizens of the world and travel from one country into the other, stay very 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 short time, and I don't know, they love traveling. Isn't that the new trend?
No, I think it's the same.
Oh.
Okay, and what about what I mean is having this as a career? How do you make money if somebody is having an idea of doing this for a living? What would be your advice to them on how to? For example, I want to quit my job, and I want to do what Esteban is doing, but what are my first steps? What am I going? What am I going to make for a living? How am I going to sustain myself?
Well, always I said that we have a lot of abilities. It's not important what is your job. If you want to travel around the world for a long time, you have many many opportunities to get money. Also traveling. For example, I am a photographer, I'm write, I'm publish the book, but maybe you are a graphic designer, or you are a singer, or you like to paint. So your abilities is your work when you travel around the world.
Wow. And
you can work in a hotel, you can sell your handicrafts, you can, there are many places or webs that, for example, house sitting. You can take care a new house in another country. In my case, when I travel, I teach photography from my blog, viajerocurioso.com. I give some workshop in Latin America, some conference. I sell my photo, my postcard around the market, what I have done in China, in Indonesia, in Japan. I make an exposition. So my art, my photo are my works. So you can do the same. Writing, singing, keeping the house, and you can do it.
Esteban, this has been a very enlightened interview with you, and I guess that many young people are wishing to set
not only the young,
yeah, to set off traveling around the world. We wish you all the success, and thank you for this interview, this time that you gave us to talk to you.
Was a pleasure for me. Was really nice to share the experience. Just for a little advice for the people that think about your trip, make some bullet points, and then keep your backpack and let's go to discover the world. This is the best way to live one life.
Yeah.
One life. You said it. It's one life, not several, but one.
Yeah.
Not even
two. It's one life. Like, if you live with the way that you are thinking about, your life will be really great. Yeah. We have only one, so there is no more chance to go and to do the point that you wish.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you, Esteban. Thank you, and have a good day.
Have a good day for you. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.